You know, I was just talking with Brother Tim. This is a dream come true. I believe that many that came before us were dreaming with the church in Anaheim getting to this point where the church, as the church, gets involved in this matter of the neighborhood children's meeting. Particularly, we need to remember Brother Francis Bull, Brother Ted Hay. We know in their fellowship, they always express such a desire for the neighborhood children's meeting to have a proper neighborhood children's meetings in Anaheim. So we treasure these times together. I know it's not easy to gather all the saints that participate in the neighborhood children's meetings in Anaheim. But I believe that most of them, if not all of them, are represented at least with one member of their neighborhood children's meeting today. So I believe this fellowship we're going to receive is going to be crucial for this new term. You know, last term, we began to have meetings only with the NCM hosts and local saints that are interested on NCMs. It used to be that we were doing meetings just for the sake of the trainees at some point. But I believe most of us realize the need for us to have this kind of fellowship. So we all, I believe, are looking forward to the word that will be given today. And I believe this will put us in the right track for this term and for our pursuit corporately as the church in Anaheim.
Praise the Lord. So just in the way of introduction, we began to have some fellowship this week regarding the burden for the neighborhood children's meetings. And it's often easy in the fellowship to get lost in the challenges, the difficulties. This didn't go right, that didn't go right. But I was encouraged this week, the Lord really led us in the fellowship to have a renewed and fresh pursuit in our consideration and our feeling for the meetings with the children here in the church in Anaheim during the week and in the neighborhoods. Of course, this was mentioned many times in the ministry, and it has been practiced here in the church in Anaheim for many years. When I was a full-time trainee 20-plus years ago, we served with the children's team, and we attended a neighborhood children's meeting in Ed Mark's house, and that was part of our training. So we would like to go further, and in the fellowship this week, we realize that here in the church in Anaheim, we have many different labors taking place, but often what can happen is this labor is going this direction, this labor is going this direction, another labor is going another direction, and they're all good, they're all profitable, they're all led by the Lord, but there's not the adequate and proper relatedness as the church in Anaheim as a whole. And so this is a large part of our burden today, to bring at least two of the major areas of the burdens in the church together to coordinate in a fresh way. What came out is that when a neighborhood children's meeting begins, it may begin in the home with a few families who are burdened for their children, their own children. And this is wonderful. But if this burden is proper and develops in a proper way, there should be a burden not only for your own children, but for the children in the neighborhood. So now you have little Johnny coming, little Sammy coming, different ones from the neighborhood showing up. Wonderful, right? But before long, you come to find out that little Johnny has an open home, and there's a need to bring in the visitation in the home. And I believe this is where many times the neighborhood children's meeting feels inadequate, may get stuck. And so in our fellowship this week, we realized these open homes, listen, these are a hot commodity in the church in Anaheim. We love open homes. And if the neighborhood children's meetings are producing open homes, then our burden is that these homes could immediately be brought under the community care and the home visitation that's happening in many of the districts. And so this is the essential point why there's a number of, maybe some of the moms are wondering, why are all these brothers here? Well, these brothers are here because they are seeking with full intent and burden the open homes that your children's meeting are opening up. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So we are burdened, not in a theoretical way or an accidental way, but in a deliberate, district-by-district way, that as these neighborhood children's meeting produce little Johnnies who have an open home, these open homes can immediately fall under the full shepherding and care of the church in Anaheim. So we hope you would have a burden and a realization. The neighborhood children's meeting, yes, it's for your own children, to care for them. But the burden of the church is also the gaining of remaining fruit for the building up in the districts. And we have seen it, and we believe it, and we'll have some testimonies that through the children, we can gain very good quality homes and families and open doors. Isn't this wonderful? And so this is our burden today. This is what we want to fellowship. We have brothers from the different districts here, and they can fellowship some of the things they're seeing. But we hope all of the hosts, the ones who are conducting the neighborhood children's meetings, would have an uplifted view and see this is for the whole household of God. And these children are a wonderful entrance into all these neighborhoods, all of these families, don't think that I'm just having babysitting, or don't think I'm just having a miniature of the Lord's Day morning meeting, children's meeting. Okay, I hope our vision would be uplifted that with the children, we are participating directly in the fellowship of the gospel and the building up of the church in Anaheim. Isn't this an encouragement to us? You know, if we don't have a view with our children, even as parents, it can be a long 18 years, right, or more. My first one is just going to college. It's a long journey. But with a view, brothers and sisters, oh, it's a marvelous God-ordained way. These children, you just consider how the Lord treated the little children when he was living on the earth. He treasured these little ones. And I believe we should as well. And that our view would be behind every little one is a whole household and a whole family and a whole opportunity for the fellowship of the gospel. Anyway, we hope to have this kind of practical fellowship now before the trainees come, before the term starts, that there would be this marvelous coordination. We've never done this before, I don't think. We've had neighborhood children's meetings, and we've had the community gospel, but we want to go further in the Lord's recovery and bring these different matters together for, well, I think it's quite, we don't know what could happen, but it could be something we've never seen or enjoyed here in the church in Anaheim. So I hope you'd be encouraged. If you're in the community, You'd be burdened for the children's meetings. And if you're in the children's meetings, you'd be in burden for the community. And we would all be laboring here as one piece, one marvelous priesthood for the remaining fruit and the building up of the church. Amen. Okay, Albert has some fellowship.
It doesn't mean I'm going to speak a long time. But it makes it easier for me. Okay, so don't be fearful. Amen. You know, when we talk about children's meeting, I just hope we don't have the idea that this is a different kind of meeting. This is a different kind of work. When the Lord Jesus said that his will is to build up the church, okay, that is the work that we are all in. It is to build up the church. And that is in chapter 16 of Matthew. A few chapters after that, chapter 19. On one hand, we say that it's a disciple that helps him to build up the church. But on the other hand, his instruction to the disciple is to allow the children to come unto me. Yes. Let me read you those few verses, which is really marvelous. And I was touched very much by this. Sometimes I think children's work, you know, belong just to the sisters, okay? But I believe more and more we have to see that this is not just a sister. This is the whole church matter. And in so many of the speaking of Broly, especially in that book called The Crucial Words of Leading in the Lord's Recovery, book 5, concerning various aspects of the church service, Broly talks about this quite a bit. And he said, actually, for this children's meeting, for the children, NCM and all this, you know, the elders has to take the lead. You know, so for many times, for many years, probably we don't take too much of a lead, you know. But I believe we need to pray much that the Lord would actually do what he is after. Okay, in chapter 19, verse 13, he said, then little children were brought to him that he might lay hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. Can you imagine that? The disciple actually rebuked those parents. And Jesus said, allow the little children and do not prevent them from coming to me. For of such is the kingdom of the heavens. So if you don't have children, you have no people for the kingdoms of the heavens. So don't you think that's something? And after he had laid his hand on them, he went on from here. That's when he left from there, you know. So, you know, this few verses has touched me very much that we need to have a proper seeing of what we are doing. You know, in the church life, there is only one work. There is no two works. And if the one work is all to build up the body of Christ. Amen. You know, for the building up of the body of Christ, the consummated in New Jerusalem. If we don't see this, you know, it's very easy for us to be divided because you are for this, I'm for that. But we need to see that our goal, our final goal, is still to build up the body of Christ. Okay, if we see this, you know, then we are all in one accord. It is, but when we do not see this, that we become, you know, we concentrate on this, forget about that, you know, but if we really see this, then the Lord would be able to use us to build up his body. Okay? And when you read that chapter in the book 5 of that book, concerning crucial words of leading in the Lord's recovery. It talks about building up the body. He says, for build up the church, you need some basic items, and you also need some subsidiary items. And the basic items is things that we need to all concentrate in. And the first thing is to study the Word. That's a basic item, you know, to study the Word. And the second basic item is to grow in life. And the third item, maybe you would never remember this, but it's good for us to remember, the third basic item for the building up of the body of Christ is to preach the gospel. Study the Word so that you can grow in life. Your growing in life is for a purpose, so that you can dispense this life to others. And just like this morning, so that Christ will increase. And that increase of Christ is the building up of the body of Christ. Okay? So this preaching of the gospel should be one of the basic things that we all must dive into. And then when it comes to the subsidiary item, you know, the first thing that he mentioned is actually children's work. Can you imagine that? The first thing is children's work. Because he is talking about, you know, the best way for us to gain people is actually to gain first our own children. You know, I hope we would never neglect our own children. And to give our children a proper environment, the best way is to have home meetings with our children. That's why Brother Lee talks about home meeting. Home meeting is not group meeting. Okay, don't think that home meeting, group meeting, it's all the same. You know, it's all outside the meeting hall. Yes, it's outside the meeting hall. But home meeting is to have a meeting with your new one or a meeting in your home with your own children. Isn't that right? You know, we need to establish this home meeting. And just like what Tim shared, as the home meeting grows, you know, your children has friends. You know, they have friends. And they would probably like to invite their friends. So through your children, you could actually invite, you know, their friends. And when you invite their friends or their neighbors, you know, they can also invite the neighbors, you know, siblings. You know, their friends have siblings, usually, you know, may have siblings and all this. So he said this is the best way to gain the increase of the church. You know, these days we pray so much that the church would have 15% increase, okay? And that, I believe, all of us is burdened for that, right? To have this 15% of increase. But probably in that book shows us the best way is actually through our home meeting, through the neighborhood children meeting. He said that is the best way. You know, that when we read things like this, that when Brawley says the best way, don't say, is it really the best way? Maybe I have a better way, you know. So you argue with yourself, you know. Actually, I think we need to believe what Brawley shared, right? Isn't that good to believe in what Brawley shared? He's just gone through all this before, okay? We are just starting. But if we actually follow him and really consider that this is the best way, then we will endeavor to dive into this. If in our experience it's not the best way, probably we did not do it the right way, the way that Brawley is talking about, you know, which means, you know, that we are actually very much in the Word and we are growing in life, and so that we are actually dispensing Christ to others. And this also works very well with our own children. It is a sad thing if our children left the Lord. Don't you think that's a very sad thing? You know, but we see, you know, so many of the children, they grow up and then they left. You know, so when we see this, we need to be desperate before the Lord, you know, for their sake and for our responsibility. We are not just creating a material world for them to survive. We want to make sure that they can survive in a spiritual world, you know, by us dispensing Christ to them, okay? And the best way is to have a home meeting so that they will grow up in such an environment. I am so glad that my father and mother, they love the Lord so much. Home meeting a lot of times. You know, in many occasions, the first thing we do is we have to all sit down and read the Word of God. And then after we read the Word of God, I don't know if you do this or not, we all have to kneel down before the Lord and pray. And everyone, you may be 2 years old, 3 years old, you still have to open your mouth to pray to the Lord. And that is wonderful, you know. You know, out of the mouth of babe, the Lord is very happy. You know, you can just say a few words and the Lord is very happy. So if we can have such an environment, then we can have a proper home. And if we open our home, you know, the Lord would really bless us with new ones. But you may think, oh, our home is not that good. You know, maybe we should not open our home. I think this is two-way traffic, you know. The more you open your home, the more your home will be proper. The more you don't open your home, you know, then the more your home would be dirty. Yeah. Don't you think so? Well, if you have to open your home, at least you have to sweep the floor. So it becomes cleaner. And at least you have to deal with some of the things that you think may be a damage to other people. You know, if we don't do that, you know, year after year, we will become, you know, we will provide an environment that is not really good for our own children, and so it will not be good for other children. You know, all these things we really need to go to the Lord and pray, you know. And this is really the burden that we have, and the burden is for the whole church, okay? Not that only we ourselves get to gain the Lord, our children, our generation after generation after generation will grow more and more into the church life. This is number one. Then, you know, through them, and Broly talked about through our children, they can become the gospel seed. In their elementary school, junior high school, college, you know, they can become the gospel seed to touch others. Okay, you can touch others. So I see if we really have burden before the Lord and pray much regarding this, I believe the Lord would bless us with much increase. He would bless us with flocks of men. You know? Don't you think that's wonderful? It can be done as long as we are really burdened before the Lord and allow the Lord to do this in us. Okay, and just like what Tim, you know, when I moved here in the early 90s, I actually moved here from Texas in 1989. And shortly thereafter, the FCTA started. You know. And at what time, I was asked to go to Huntington Beach, so I was in Huntington Beach, and we have children's meeting. Okay, and we have talked to the trainees very much about, you know, the things that they have enjoyed and the frustration that they have. And we see that one of the frustration is, if the trainee thinks that this is the thing that they do and the church is not involved, that's a great frustration. Okay, because they said they are here, you know, for at most 2 years. And within those 2 years, they have vacations. They are out of this place, you know. So what would those children be? What would the neighborhood's children be? Nobody to take care of them. So that was one of the main frustrations a lot of trainees actually talk about. So if we really mean business, you know, we ourselves as the church should raise up and participate in all this. You know, this neighborhood children's meeting should not be an FTTA project only. The training is very useful as long as the church is doing it. They can come and help, you know, but you cannot just totally depend upon them as if, you know, they are the answer to everything, you know. They are trainees. By the name of trainees, they are being trained by you. Don't you think so? You are supposed to be the church that they go participate so that they can have some positive experience. Right? So if you don't even know what to do, then what should we do? But the way to learn is to do it. Isn't it? You know, one time, Broly shared, you know, how do you learn how to ride a bicycle? You can read the manual of riding a bicycle, and you still cannot ride a bicycle. That's what Broly shared, right? You can read all the manuals. Oh, you need to do this, do that. He said, forget about it. Just go on a bike, and then somebody push you. And you bike. The mere need of survival, you will learn how to ride a bike. Don't you think so? Okay. So open a neighbor of children's, by the need of survival, you would know how to take care of children. Right, Sam? That's a good way, huh? You know, I never thought of such illustration. You know? How do you learn to ride a bike? Just go on it. You may fall a few times. It's okay. You're not going to go to die. But you would learn a skill to ride the bicycle. And for this neighborhood children's meeting, the one big benefit is that you are participating in the building work of the Lord. Amen. Don't you think that is wonderful? Wonderful? You know, so the benefit is multifarious. Right. First of all, your children will begin. Then their friends will be gained. You know, the best way to prevent your children from having bad companies that may affect their life is to gain them all into the church life. If they are all in the church life, then they don't have any bad companies. Or their companies would be magnifico. So I just hope that the Lord would really touch us by this. I believe, especially here in the church in Anaheim, we are all burdened for the building up of the body of Christ. We are all burdened for the increase. But here, you know, we have, you know, actually not we, but Barley has found a way. The best way is through the true neighborhood children's meeting. Okay? And, you know, the we have community gospel. We have all this, you know. So it will make our effort a lot easier. Because when you, when the children or the friend of your child or the friend of your children from the neighborhood, you know, have an open home, you know, you don't have to be the one that has to take care of all of them, you know, because that will be overwhelming. But we have community gospel people, which is not just the trainees, you know, it includes some of the local ones. And if we could take over and take care of them, then it will be a lot easier for all of us, right? So don't look at all the problem before you even jump. Right. You know, jump, and amen, then you will see what the Lord will provide. Amen. Okay? That is called faith. Amen. If you never have faith, you will never walk into the Red Sea or the River of Jordan. Then they will never experience the dividing of the water for you to cross over. Am I making sense? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I just hope the Lord would touch us very much. So we would have more fellowship with all the different groups in the church life, you know, the community group and all this, so that we can actually, in all our effort, open the home for the gaining of Christ to so many saints.
Amen. Thank you, Albert. Well, Saints, I'd like to just add a little bit and join voice with the brothers in gratitude that the Lord has us here. And I do believe, in way of Renan mentioned progression, I do believe as we continue our fellowship, we'll have a meeting like this before long and there will be more of us here. It's going to increase. So, Saints, maybe just if I could share four brief reflections based upon the fellowship that we had this week that Tim mentioned, and Albert and the brothers' fellowship. The first point is that we'd like to underline for you that the brothers serving you in the church, the elders of the church, are very burdened for this matter. Mm-hmm. And we're intending to and wanting to be of support to you who are involved in the neighborhood children's meeting in this matter. And mention this because we hope this would be of encouragement, that you don't think this is a peripheral side endeavor, but rather this is a central concern. As the brothers have mentioned, oh, Brother Francis was burdened for this. Brother Dave Higgins was burdened for this. The brothers have been burdened for this since. But just as in the church there's a particular feeling regarding the development of the God-ordained way and the gospel for the increase, there's also, I think, a particular feeling related to the needed development of this particular aspect of the building up of the church. And so, on one hand, we hope you'd realize that you have the brothers' covering as you're involved in this, the brothers' prayer, and Albert, Emma, right, the brothers are, and, you know, we represent them here, but we're intend to endeavor to be very much into what Brother Lee has spoken regarding this, the application that the brothers serving with the children in the Lord's work are bringing forth related to this. And we hope to be able to reflect this back to you in upcoming times of fellowship, and that times of fellowship like we're having today are very important for the brothers, the elders, to be able to supply you with feeling and direction. We don't want you to be aimless. that you have, you can feel you have direction, and also to hear from you maybe what you're encountering in terms of barriers, difficulties, frustrations. So through prayer and fellowship, we can stand with you for this. So the elders are with you.
Amen.
Secondly, oh saints, it's sorry. So I don't like to have my back to you. Secondly, you know, when we think of the gospel, we think of various things out of our background and out of our experiences, and how wonderful that, as Albert said, the best way to build up the church through the gospel is this. And so here you are. I think basically we're young adults here. Many of you, most of you, are parents or expectant parents, and candidates for the neighborhood children's meeting involvement. And you're at an age where your contemporaries outside of the church life and perhaps in the church life can get absorbed, and you could use the word either diluted or neutralized, by a focus and a normal parental concern. Oh, my children, oh, my children, oh, my children. And, you know, you hear stories about young couples. They have a baby, and then they're gone from the church life for some years. Do you know of any such cases? Have you heard of such cases? Well, in that age group where there's this kind of jeopardy and this kind of hazard, there is an answer. There's a balance. Rather than your children causing you to be more self-absorbed and more enclosed and more individualistic, your children can be a way and a burden for you and a pathway for you to come out of yourself, to save not only them but to save others, and to be involved in the gospel in the way that's most helpful for the building up of the church, as Albert shared. And so here we are with this possibility. It's wonderful. You know, we have a time in the various districts on Lord's Day afternoon where we have fellowship under the gospel. And a mom might have to get home, prepare lunch, take care of her children, and she can't be there, and one could have the thought, oh, maybe I'm ineligible or that doesn't apply to me. But hallelujah for this, you know, what Brother Albert has shared. Here we have the best way, and maybe directly or indirectly, maybe directly occasionally you could be in this kind of direct fellowship, but through your spouse or through someone who is able to be in that meeting, you can receive fellowship, and you can transmit to that meeting burdens and concerns, but realize you're in the principle of that meeting as you meet, first of all, with your spouse, caring for your children, other sisters who are in your neighborhood to have a neighborhood children's meeting. You're fully involved in the burden for the increase of Christ for the building up of the church by being in the best way of propagation, the neighborhood children's meeting. Then the third little reflection for you is, isn't it a great relief, like Albert said, that you don't have to do this as a Lone Ranger?
Right.
And you shouldn't be as a Lone Ranger. It's not just you on the horse going, and then you fall off the horse, and then the horse is gone and everything is gone. I mean, we've had cases, situations where there was just a sole family taking burden for the neighborhood and taking care of the children in the neighborhood, then they have to move. And there are a number of children in the neighborhood who were looking to them and had gotten connected with them, and then they just die. They just fade away, in a sense, from our consciousness and from our involvement and connection. And so we surely don't, just like we don't want our own children to be lost, we surely don't want the jeopardy that's involved in being alone. So this is corporate. This is a fellowship onto the gospel. This is in the principle not of individuals but of the body. And so we need a realization as we consider how can I do this and what am I doing, that how can I be more related to some others with like burden and to the other services and to the church life as a whole. And then you come under the covering and supply of the body, and what you can't do, others can do. There's longevity, protection, and continuation of your service. And, you know, we might have a sense. You remember in the semi-annual training, there was the picture of the pillars that held up the screen of the tabernacle, and they were pillars of bronze. And they, by holding up the screen, formed openings in that screen where people could enter into the tabernacle, and that these were persons who had been worked on as boards to become pillars, who had a particular ability to bring people in. So you might think, oh, that's D.L. Moody. You might think that's Paul Dang. That's different persons. But saints, when we pray and are in one accord with a burden for the children, you are in that function. You're built into the house. You're not like the pillars. Let's see. You're not like the pillars at the gate, which were also bronze pillars, but didn't bring people into the house of God, the being of God. You're bronze pillars built into the tabernacle itself, allowing people to have entrance. And it doesn't matter how gifted you think you are or how ungifted you think you are. If you get involved in this, you are beginning to be worked upon, and you will be worked upon to be a pillar to bring people into God's house. And then the fourth little thing, saints, is that this is for our living Christ. This is for our living Christ. So we realize that what's going to give our children a way to be preserved is for them to see us, the parents, living the Christ experiencing life. And when your children see this, this is the greatest thing you can do for them to preserve their future, to see them see Christ enjoyed and touched in the home situation by the parents, and even more in the home meeting that Brother Albert mentioned. But when the burden grows for you to be burdened for someone in the neighborhood, this does the same thing for you and for your living Christ that having a new one come into the group meeting does for the vital group. It causes you to need to touch the Lord's supply. And it becomes an incentive and a help. And so we don't have to... by including the gospel feeling in the neighborhood children's meeting, where it's not just for our children but for others, this will help us to have the Christ living and Christ experiencing life. And then, as Brother Albert said, when those children come into that meeting and see you as someone who is a Christ-enjoying person, that little neighbor of yours becomes one who comes under the church's protection, becomes one who sees something that they would never otherwise see. And rather than being a child who, oh, I have to worry that child may bring something untoward into my home, rather you sanctify that one by their observing your living of Christ. And this protects you by bringing forth the living of Christ, protects your children, and protects your neighbors and gains them. But anyway... May the Lord, through continuing fellowship, develop our endeavor in the neighborhood children's meeting, flourish it, and have it be an important aspect of the increase of the church.
Well, while the brothers were sharing, I was just thinking back. 1974, October, I came into this thing called the church life. But do you know what we had when I came into the church life? We had a ministry meeting for every meeting of the church. But then, through a long turning of a big, huge ship of the Lord's recovery, do you know what I was in this morning? A meeting where everyone was prophesying for the building up of the church. So I just say that as kind of a precursor. I'm so encouraged by the desire of the ones that are serving with the neighborhood children's meeting and with the brothers taking the lead in the church in Anaheim, that now there is a desire for what? The neighborhood children's meeting labor needs to be brought into the proper perspective. What is it? It's not an activity. It's not a duty. It's not a child protection only. It is what? It is a vehicle through which the church is being built up.
Amen.
Isn't that encouraging? Doesn't it, Janet, put this thing in another realm? And the reason why I said the first word is because whenever there's fellowship and whenever there's light that comes out and there's coordination that begins, remember we're in a pretty big ship, right? Might take a little while to get this thing turned. But what will happen 4 years from now if we all jump in and get into this turn and allow the Lord away? Amen. Well, I give you a little report from our last term, right, Michio? And then maybe you could say something in conclusion. But one thing that came out last term, at the very beginning of the term, was that there was the view that the neighborhood children's team, FTTA, would be merged together with the community team, FTTA. And so, I don't know, on our part, we were dumb enough to pick this up. We were just dumb enough. Yeah, let's do it. And so what does that do? What does that do? Well, whenever a door is knocked by the community, if there's children there, there's already coordination. There's already a way and for what to happen. The new family that has children to see, wait a minute, there's something in this community called a neighborhood children meeting. Whoa, maybe I like these people visiting me a little bit more than I thought. You see what I mean? So anyhow, I was very encouraged. So we began to swing that way. And so our prayer is collective. We have all of these guys together. And now I want to punctuate the matter that Albert and Rick we're touching, and that's this. We're not relying on the FTTAs. This matter is a matter of the church in Anaheim. So what does that mean? Well, it's wonderful. We labor in this direction, and we get the surplus and the encouragement and the manpower from the FTTA to be trained and help in what we're doing. Doesn't, sisters, are you semi-encouraged? Let's give it some time. You wait. I think we're all, Janet, you give us a little time down the road. I think we're all going to be shouting hallelujah. But anyhow, I'm very encouraged on this, that our focus needs to be right, that it is the church in Anaheim that is laboring on the neighborhood children's meeting. The FTTA folks are there to help us in all of our labor and coordination, and together we'll go on and allow the Lord a real way to build up the church. One last little point Albert mentioned, and that was this: 911. It happened. Why? Because the FBI, the CIA, the local police, the sheriffs, the highway patrol, and all the different criminal municipalities were not connected together in coordination through communication, through, quote, fellowship. So now, Albert said, maybe we should do this and then we can show the government how things are done. But why wouldn't we do this? Why wouldn't we open the doors and bring in so much fellowship? Oh, sisters, we can really learn from you. You're into it day by day. And you can rest that we're here to just get involved as much as we can in coordination with some that are kind of taking the lead among us. Oh, don't we want to see the neighborhood cracked through the neighborhood children's meet?
Maybe 4 years ago, the full-time trainings were coming to District 4, and they were doing the district. I mean, they were doing the gospel labor, and for some reason, I was sleeping. I wasn't realizing what was happening. I wasn't that much involved. You know, we'd be supporting them a little bit, but we would be helping them. But gradually, we just realized what a resource there is. Together, see, we start picking up and praying with them, and the gospel labor started really picking up. They had a function of going out, and we had a function locally, and it seemed so healthy. And we realized it's easy to do the gospel when you're doing it together, not just by yourself, but with your Bible group, and even the trainees have a function. So we're very fortunate to have a resource called the Full-Time Training in Anaheim. I mean, they have a duty to do these things, but it forces us, it forces me anyway, just to drag my body over there, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, and then eventually we just started touching something. And it's just getting so organic. We really enjoy taking care of one another, the trainees, and we're starting to door knock and find remaining fruit, like this is Christian. Without them, we wouldn't have been out there singing, you know. I wouldn't have been out there singing. But we just visited his house. But then recently, maybe about a year ago, we started discovering the neighborhood children's meeting. When they started joining our gospel labor, it seemed like, wow, the missing component came into being. And now it's just we do it all together. They come in fellowship and we pray and even the trainees, they help one another. Neighborhood, children's meeting, community gospel, and it's so organic. It is so attractive. We had this barbecue at the end of this term, and I was just watching. I was helping with cooking hamburger or something, but I was watching all these, Janet and her children, and so all these children were there. And such an attractive sight. These other parents around the neighborhood, they're attracted to this kind of proper environment. Very attractive to have proper parents taking care of the situation. It was so attractive. People would be just walking by and very, very attractive. And so you, through these children, you gain warm doors. And we don't have a story yet, but we're in the process of getting some neighborhood, gaining some households. And we've had a baptism, and we're slowly working on gaining that whole house, but it's very much happening. And am I doing it? No. Are the trainees doing it? No. Or is Sister Janet or Rosita? No, it's all, we were all praying. We're praying for Jose and Karen, you know. And all these, we're just, it's one entity. It seems like we have to work together. There's only one church in Anaheim. There's only one gospel labor. And so when we coordinate the community with the neighborhood children meeting, it's organic. It's the God-ordained way. And wow, it's so easy, one hand. It is so easy. It takes time, but, you know, things of life take time, but it's solid. So I'm so encouraged that my experience with the gospel has developed more and more and more. So hallelujah. So we can all do this, brothers and sisters. Very encouraging, because this is a God-ordained way.
Okay, we should probably take care of the, you can keep that. We should probably take care of the time. I think Renan has a few practical announcements, but I'd like to just paint a general blueprint, nuts and bolts a little bit, dream a little bit with you. And it came out when we met this week, and that is, it hinges on this fundamental breakthrough in our understanding that here in the church in Anaheim, we are in a fellowship of an all-inclusive gospel. What I mean is, the gospel that we're laboring in is not just a cold door, walk up to someone on the street, you know, 5-minute mystery of human life gospel, okay, that some may find intimidating, right? The fellowship under the gospel includes all of the aspects of the God-ordained way and all of the age groups in of the ones we're coming in contact, and it includes the whole history, the whole line of our care for the people we're contacting, from the little ones to the dormant ones to the even the established ones need the gospel, right? I hope we would be revolutionized by an all-inclusive fellowship under the gospel, the all-inclusive gospel. So this means, brothers and sisters, when we hear in an announcement in the Lord's Day morning meeting that says, and I'm speaking of myself, I've been in District 3, Brother Moses faithfully stands up and he says, okay, brothers and sisters, this afternoon we're going to go out on the gospel. Please come. Or sometimes it's on Saturday. On Saturday afternoon, we're going to go out on the gospel. Listen, don't be like me. Don't be in your concept that this word gospel is just a cold call, door knocking, trying to penetrate, you know, busy homes that aren't interested, or sitting, you know, merely sitting maybe outside Bible distribution, this kind of thing. Listen, it's all inclusive. It includes all of the aspects of our care for the new ones, the families, the homes with children. It's all part of it. So maybe you're not someone so much capacity to meet a stranger and present the mystery of human life. But maybe you love to visit new ones in their homes and just fellowship about their family. And you follow what I mean? This is also the gospel.
Amen.
And so the fellowship under the gospel, let's say you're in a neighborhood children's meeting and you've got an open home identified. This open home should go into the fellowship under the gospel that's happening in the districts. So we hope, and I told the brothers yesterday, we hope district by district we can get with the ones coordinating the gospel in the district and link up the specifics of how the outcome of the neighborhood children's meeting can be linked up to District 1, District 2, District 3, practically, place by place, so that every home that's doing a children's meeting can be linked up to the practical fellowship under the gospel.
Amen.
How does this seem? We're going to labor on this, and this isn't just we'll talk about it and forget it. All semester long, we want to labor in the way of deliberately and purposely having every mom, every home who's taking care of little ones linked up somehow to the district fellowship under the gospel.
Amen.
And the going out and the visiting of homes. Anyway, I hope you have to realize we need an all-inclusive gospel. Don't have just, like Rick said, they're going out on the gospel. I have to be at home taking care of kids, so I'm excluded from that pursuit. No. We need a new change of thought, right? Anyway, praise the Lord for this fellowship. And I hope host by host, neighborhood children's meeting by neighborhood children's meeting, we want to work with you and make these vital links so that as you're finding open homes, those homes are going into the gospel fellowship. And even as, Tom, I don't know, as you're meeting homes with children, you would have a thought, wow, let's link these children up to the neighborhood children's meetings. It should go both ways. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it may take a few years, but I believe we're touching something quite wonderful. Okay, I think Renan has some closing and some...
Praise the Lord. Now. I just want to say, me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is quite a salvation for us to realize that as a household, we can serve the Lord. And certainly, we cannot serve the Lord as individuals, but it has to be in the church life, right? So we intend to learn with you what does it mean to serve the Lord as a family in the church life.
Okay, make sure to pick up your children. And we just encourage you, this is not a super secret fellowship. Take this back to your districts, to your home meetings, to the saints you have coffee with. Fellowship with them. Pray about this. Consider this. Talk to your spouses about this. Talk to your older young people about this. Anyway, bring this fellowship to the whole church as you go back. Okay, we can be dismissed. Amen.